couple of comments. Mustache Adam says, very on brand for Sip to forget talking about millennials killing the sellout streak. Amazing Danny says, seems backward. As an old, the streak was organic and we didn't need tricks. The current version just feels weird. I'm not trying to kill it, but no, don't care about it at all. And then Kyle says, do you guys think Bush will make a return to coaching, or is he just a radio guy now? Do you get it? Will Bush make a return to coaching?
No, I think he's done. I think he's done. But who knows?
No more Bush, says John.
No more Bush.
He does. He does like the family life now, and that was one of the reasons why he wanted to come back to Nebraska in the first place. And I think he really wants to, settle in.
But, I think so too. I don't think he's coaching again.
Yeah.
I have no takes.
Amazing Daniel says, do you really need to hack your way to more food at Chipotle? I've never eaten there and been like, man, that just wasn't enough food. I'm still hungry.
At Chipotle, it is filling.
I'm a growing boy. I need my food.
Yeah, but people just like to know that they're getting more for less.
Moving, Nick.
Right? With as much as the prices are going up everywhere.
Damn it. President B strikes again.
You want to get more for your money, not less.
That's true. It's why I got Popeyes, extra Popeyes, so I could have leftovers at home.
Well, you got extra Popeyes because regular Popeyes isn't enough to feed, you know, even a squirrel.
Nick, I got a 5-piece with double fries,
ooh,
2 biscuits.
Ooh, a 5-piece. How big were the nuggets?
Dude, I only ate 2 of those at work. I had so much extra food.
He got this on Wednesday, and he said he was Sunday afternoon.
I got it on Thursday.
Sorry. He got it on Thursday, and he was saving it for Sunday afternoon. That's weird,
you
right?
You are weird.
I wanted it for the Creighton game. How is that weird?
Well, that's a good idea, actually, because if you wanted it for the Creighton game, you had to go get it on, or at least start the process of getting it on Thursday, because it wasn't going to be done by tip-off on Sunday.
I was really happy that you were not at the office, because the amount of time that it took to get that order and the woman taking the order, I've never seen anyone so mad at work before.
I'm shocked.
And I work with John Bishop.
Because
you ordered
shocked.
A 5-piece and you were being very specific about which pieces you wanted.
No, I just said it was, I said
no,
5-piece all thighs.
He made a typical order. And of course at Popeyes, everything's a challenge. Oh, what do you mean you want chicken? Oh, what do you mean you want a Diet Coke?
They probably didn't have 5 thighs ready to go, Josh.
They did, Nick.
They probably had to slaughter the chickens.
Nope. They got it for me. I left. I came here. I ate 2 of them. I saved 3 more for Sunday afternoon, and I ate those on Sunday.
He kept it in the fridge in here whenever the door would open. It smelled like Popeyes.
I would like to see.
That's true.
I would like to see the training video.
Popeyes
for Popeyes employees. Because it has to be like watching a Sam Kinison set. Where he's just constantly angry all the time.
Do you have any references that are like
Sam Kinison?
Yeah, from like this century. I don't even need this decade.
I've never heard of Sam. Who?
You've never heard of Sam Kinison?
No, John, I'm 25.
You've heard of George Carlin, haven't you?
Yes.
Barely.
Sam Kinison, legend in comedy.
Yeah, in the 40s?
Oh!
The 30s.
Hey, I'm a comedian,
would
say.
Would Mr. H have laughed at Sam Kinison?
Oh my gosh. Good Lord.
No, he wouldn't have been able to understand him.
Okay.
Because he only spoke English.
Whoa. Whoa, what is happening?
Well, you have sirens out there that are trying to move the car.
Nick, have you never seen a siren or heard
was
a
that
siren?
I thought it was just somebody laying on their horn.
No, it was a
I didn't hear the siren. I just heard the horn.
Sadhusker fan says, Sam Kinison is a genius.
He was. He was hilarious.
Was he dead?
But that's what I'm saying.
In 1912.
Just, the Popeye's
yes.
training videos just have to be, and when the customer comes to, make sure you greet them with, what the hell do you want?
That was her attitude. She was not happy. Not
remember,
happy.
When you place the chicken in the box, you just slam it down like you're spiking a football.
Holy crap.
Because you're mad.
You know how Sam Kinison died?
Yes, in a car accident.
Jeez.
Which is sad because he had just gotten his life turned back around. He was
God, that's horrible.
Kind of used the drugs and the alcohol there for a while.
Jimmy Allen, who will be on after us on After Hours, says, can we please send John to Popeye's orientation?
Oh, you want me to be angrier than
That'd
I am?
That'd be a great bit. You go to Popeye's orientation.
John gets a Popeye's visor. I'm John Bishop.
First thing I'd do is, where's the chicken? It's right there. I don't see it.
Bring a microscope to the job
interview. It was normal-sized chicken. Find a new slant.
No, it literally the last time I had it, man, it was tiny.
You had one bad experience. One.
No, several.
And you based your whole life experience on
several.
One poor experience.
I'm done with them. I'm done.
Man, it was so good. Leftovers were great. Throw that in the air fryer.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure you enjoyed every bite. All three of them.
There were many bites, John. Many bites on many sides. Jed says, does double the Popeyes mean double the wait time? No. It was a normal wait time.
Yes, because they have to go trap the other rat.
Oh, man.
You and your cult.
It's so good. Man, I'm starving. We keep talking food. We need to stop talking.
Let's keep talking food just to torture
I still have an hour drive to go, at least when you get done.
You know what I had for lunch,
Josh? You'll be within
Josh?
Maybe 20 minutes of being able to engorge yourself.
I had a Reuben from next door for lunch.
Gross.
Those Reubens are great.
Gross. I hate
they
Reubens.
Do make good Reubens.
I've never had a Reuben there before.
Don't like Reubens.
Oh. Yeah, that's because you're
Oh, so you hate Nebraska.
Afraid of the sauerkraut.
Nick, I literally have the outline of Nebraska tattooed on my body.
Interesting that you hate the Reuben. Where, you know, Nebraska, home of the Reuben.
It's the corned beef, right? Isn't that what's on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want the corned beef. And then the sauerkraut. I used to like sauerkraut. Don't like it anymore.
Really? You don't like corned beef?
Yeah.
It's brisket, though.
No, it's corned beef.
He doesn't like the way it's made. You like pastrami?
Not really.
Really?
Out on the rye?
Are you out on brisket
like
overall?
Brisket's, I think, incredibly overrated.
Wow.
It always just, maybe I just haven't had good brisket before. It always just seems overcooked.
Yeah.
Like a
Well, that is
roast.
True. I mean,
medium rare.
You're literally the one who thinks everything has to be medium rare.
My mom says, you've never had a Reuben, weirdo. That's not true. I have had a Reuben. I just don't like it. Live with...
Oh, are we going to get Reuben truthers?
Probably. Leave me alone, you weirdos. Don't call me
you
a weirdo. You're
your
the weirdo.
Food diary to your mom to make sure she keeps track of what you're eating.
Mom, here's what I ate
here's
today.
What I ate today. What? You had Captain Crunch again?
Oh, I don't eat cereal.
Oh, that's right. You're
anti-cereal. Not a child. Yeah, and I don't... Milk, so many calories in milk. No, thanks.
Use oat milk.
No, there's not that many calories in milk.
Just
and you're not, and it's not like you're using a full cup of milk
worry,
in your cereal.
I don't count calories.
Just drink milk like an adult.
Why don't you count calories, Josh?
Don't have to.
Why, Josh?
It's right there.
You brought
why,
it up
why, Josh?
Because I don't have to.
How come?
Because why would you count calories? It's not healthy to do.
Joey, good suggestion. If John has an hour drive, he can order Popeyes now in Lincoln and pick it up. Yes, for tomorrow. Here is Greg before we get to a break and get to content. Hello, Greg.
John, please show the YouTube clip of Sam Kinison moving out of the desert and moving to where the food is.
YouTube. These two would not appreciate that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, their liberal ways will think it's just a mean thing. But did you realize I saw Sam Kinison at the Civic Auditorium Music Hall.
I'm jealous.
For you old.
I'm so jealous.
Remember when there was a music hall at the Civic where the Blue Jays used to play.
That's right. They did. They did.
Have a great evening, John.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye, Greg.
Bye, Greg.
Thank you. All right. Yeah.
I won't appreciate it.
Okay, well, I'll play it for you during the break. John, we can't play it on the air.
Just because I don't say certain words doesn't mean that I don't laugh at certain
not
jokes.
Not necessarily the words used. It's I'll find out. We'll find out together after the break if Josh and Nick were offended by the great Sam Kinison.
Perfect.
All right.
1620 The Zone.